Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The city of Croswell had a water main break earlier today. At around noon, city officials issued a notice that water service had been restored to Black River, Prospect, and Euclid Streets. It was also reported that there was no need for a boil watery alert due to the issue. However, if you find that your water is slightly discolored, it is recommended that you let it run until the water is once again running clear. And in other news for today, state officials are reminding drivers to make vehicle security a priority as National Vehicle Theft Prevention Month gets underway. Authorities say many thefts are preventable, recommending parking in well-lit areas, locking your doors and windows, remove any valuables from plain sight, never leave your keys inside of a vehicle, and avoid leaving a vehicle running unattended. Insurance officials are encouraging motorists to review their policies to determine whether they carry comprehensive coverage, which typically protects against vehicle theft as well as any damage caused by vandalism, fire, flooding, falling objects, or any collisions with animals. State agencies say that public awareness and simple preventative measures remain among the most effective tools for reducing vehicle theft across the state of Michigan. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
The world used to be afraid to say the word AIDS. Now, we speak out. Together, we've saved millions of lives. But our progress isn't permanent. HIV isn't over. More than 150,000 people are living with HIV in the United States, and they don't know it. But while others are cutting back, we are stepping up. When the world looked away, we didn't. And we never will.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us to your news for the hour. The Lake Township Board of Trustees will meet at 5 p.m. on Thursday, July 16th at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kindy Road in Caseville. According to the preliminary agenda, the township's supervisor, treasurer, clerk, and trustees are all expected to provide reports. During the meeting, the zoning administrator's report, the building inspector's report, the planning commission's minutes, and the minutes from the Caseville Area Fire Protection Association meeting are expected to be reviewed under the correspondence section of the meeting hours. Also, the board is expected to review a camping ordinance as well as address a request to remove a member of the planning commission. The township picnic was also scheduled to be from 1 to 4 p.m. on August the 29th at the Third Pavilion in Oak Beach Park. And another news for today. A Huron County District Court case against Shane Vern Krug has been transferred to Huron County Circuit Court after Krug waived his right to a preliminary examination before visiting Judge Prill. The court advised Krug of the purpose of the preliminary examination and the rights that he was giving up by waiving the hearing. Krug told the court he understood his rights, had reviewed the waiver with his attorney, and still chose to proceed. The prosecution and the defense both raised no objections. The visiting Judge Prill found the waiver was made knowingly and voluntarily and ordered the case to be bound over to Circuit Court for further proceedings. Krug is scheduled to be arraigned in Huron County Circuit Court on August the 3rd at 9 a.m. His existing bond will remain in effect, and he was ordered to continue complying with all bond conditions and remain in contact with his attorney. During the hearing, the prosecution also noted the changing information includes an amendment that extends the alleged offense period from March the 1st of 2025 through the end of August of 2025. The amendment was placed on the record. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, July 14th of 2026. Joyce Marie Winkle, age 80, of Port Hope, passed away on July the 11th of 2026. Funeral mass for Joyce Marie Winkle will be Thursday, July 16th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the Our Lady of Lake Huron Church Cemetery, and visitation for Joyce will be on Wednesday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Thursday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11. A rosary service will take place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.